Let's explore the niche market strategy to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Hornells from here. And today we're talking about niche markets, going into niche markets with your products and services, and the process for doing that, the strategies for doing that to help your business grow and build and supersize. Niche markets, of course, are characterized by their unique characteristics and a absolutely positively focused audience, right? You're focused on a group of people, a specific group of people, because they have certain things in common. There are literally thousands, well, probably tens of thousands and even millions of niches available, depending on what it is you do and who you serve, et cetera. So how do you go about identifying which niche markets you could go into to build and grow your business, to expand your customer base, to reach another audience, et cetera? The first thing you do, of course, is always market research and analysis. Why? Because we want to know what's out there, what's available, what other people are doing, so that we can make ourselves unique and stand out from the crowd. If we're not offering customers something slightly different or better than other people are, then why are they going to do business with us? We have to give them a reason to want to do business with us. The next step is to identify market niches and profitable niches. So many people decide they're going to do something because they love it and are passionate about it. But the truth is, nobody in that particular specific niche or audience wants to buy or pay for the products or services that they might want to create. And that's part of why we want to do market research, as well as we want to make sure that we're going after profitable niches. A lot of business owners starting out find that they are trying to sell their products and services to people that cannot afford or don't even want their products and services. And they get frustrated and they quit before their business even has an opportunity to take off. Instead of doing the market research, looking into it, starting out with the low-hanging fruit. I used to hate that expression, but now I really like it. Since I'm not very tall, I like to reach the apples I can reach on the tree. I like to help the people I can help first that are most profitable. And then we can expand into niches and other areas where we really have a passion to serve different groups of people. I've got some business owner friends who are passionate about helping prisoners when they come out of prison, or people with mental illness and things like that, because they know that those people need extra consideration and help in different areas and aspects, and they can help them build their business, and they can in return help get the whatever it is that they need to be successful in the world. Thirdly, we want to tailor our products and services to the specific group of people, that an audience that we're serving. So often we see a mismatch between the group of people that's a business owner is going after and the products and services that they're offering them. If they don't offer them what they want, what the customers want, a lot of our offers and things will fall flat. How do I know that? Because I've done that. I have had mismatches before in terms of the audience who I thought I identified and who I actually was trying to sell a package of products and services to that was not right for them. And all I had to do was open my ears and listen to them and listen to the feedback, listen to the information they were telling me. And it was easy to tailor products and services that met their needs exactly. And that is how you help grow and build and supersize your business. By tailoring your products and services, you get their attention and their loyalty, because if you help them succeed with something that they want to succeed with, they're going to tell their friends, they're going to tell other people, they're going to be lifelong customers, which are all things that we want as we're building and growing and supersizing our business. Next, we're going to implement effective marketing strategies. What are some effective marketing strategies? Content marketing, content that is of interest to the audience that you're trying to reach. Why? Because that builds trust. It sets you up as an authority in that market, and it gives you a leg up in terms of the competition, because people know, like, trust, and see you visibly by using different marketing strategies, including social media marketing. Being on the platforms that your audience is on is the fastest, easiest way to reach them. So if your audience is on LinkedIn, you get on LinkedIn and you share content that's of interest to them on LinkedIn. If they're on Facebook, if they're on whatever other platform, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of platforms nowadays that people can be on. And the awesome thing about digital marketing, about the internet, is you can find those people like never before. I mean, you can almost anything you can imagine, as crazy as it might seem, there is a group of people that are interested in that. And then finally, what do? We monitor, we adapt, and we continuously improve our ability to serve that niche. And then once we successfully serve that niche, we can move on to a different niche. Love to know what you're doing with this niche strategy. Are you niching down and serving different groups of people with your business? Share your stories in the comments below so we can learn from one another. Always have a fantastic day, and I will, of course, be with you tomorrow with another business strategy that you can use to grow and build and supersize your business. Have an awesome day.